President Donald Trump says the big story about Russia has nothing to do with his campaign or his White House. The company Uranium One, that's what many Republicans say it's really about. It turns out that Utah's part of the story. KUER reporter Judy Faze went to the southern Utah desert to find out more.
Let's start with the president. This is what he said in the Oval Office a couple of months ago.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of our uranium.
Quick fact check here. It's less than 0.5% of U.S. uranium.
I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion and there was none. It was a hoax. Your real Russia story is uranium. It's so sad.
He's talking about that company, Uranium One. Republicans are talking about it a lot, especially after Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller announced indictments against Trump aides in the Russia probe. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart sits on one of three congressional committees that's investigating how Uranium One came to be owned by a subsidiary of the Russian nuclear agency. We asked Stewart about it.
I have to be careful in how I answer that.
Stewart sits on the House Intelligence Committee.
But I will say this, that there are some things about not just the Uranium One deal, but other decisions that were made at the time that are very troubling to me. And I think there's going to have to be a real in-depth look into that. And we've got to find some answers to questions that right now make no sense at all.
The reason Republicans call it a scandal, well, it's complicated. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State back then, and her agency was one of nine that allowed a Russian company to buy a controlling share of Uranium One. Her husband, the former president, he accepted a big speaking fee from a Russian company, and the Clinton Foundation accepted donations from people linked to Uranium One. Then, as we all know, Hillary Clinton became Trump's Democratic opponent in the election, and now the GOP blames her for giving U.S. nuclear material to Russia. Here's Stewart again.
It could be that a special counsel is the only thing that could guarantee that we understand the answers to these questions. But I'm not calling for that at this point. I'm just saying that we might get to that point.
It actually makes sense to look for answers in Utah. There's uranium here. And also, Utah used to have Uranium One properties, like a processing plant at Shootaring Canyon in Garfield County and some idle mines. In fact, a Utah state official also reviewed the Uranium One deal. Rusty Lundberg was a Republican appointee who was leading the state's Division of Radiation Control back then.
Ours was an interaction directly with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Lundberg says the review was routine. Questions were perfunctory about changes in personnel or operations, and that was it. The state didn't even consider the Russian ties.
The officials that we were working with were remaining the same. To us, you're right, we were simply verifying that information and concurring with what was happening at the federal level with those changes.
Lundberg signed off on the sale twice. Once when the Russian company bought that controlling interest in Uranium One, and 3 years later with the sale of the remaining shares. Another reason his review was uncomplicated, though, is that nothing was happening at the Shootaring Canyon plant. Hadn't for decades. The plant processed uranium for just 76 days, just after it opened in the 1980s. It's been idle, in standby mode, ever since. Lundberg told me he's never heard from the State Department about Uranium One or the Clinton Foundation, or political operatives from Washington or Utah. Lundberg's story checked out when I looked over the state's files on the company, so all that was left was to go to the tiny town of Tickaboo, Utah. It was a company town for the uranium plant. There's not a lot to see. Dirt roads loop through the trailer parks. It's desert. This place feels about as far away as you can get from a Washington scandal. It's just after the sunset, and really the liveliest thing I've seen here is two rabbits that ran across the street. Just seems really quiet for a place that's at the center of this national, maybe international controversy. The Russians got the Tickaboo lease as part of the Uranium One deal. Then, developers took over 5 years ago with plans to make Tickaboo a Lake Powell resort town. But not much has changed. Around 25 people live here in the winter. Eileen Hapney is one of them.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was going on, so that's kind of interesting.
She's tending a convenience store. Besides her, it's empty. She's crocheting a scarf for her daughter behind the counter.
Republicans have ordered investigations. Interesting. That doesn't happen very often. Must not be about them. You know how that is.
Hapney says she hasn't seen any political intrigue all summer, or Russians, or anything else that smacks of scandal.
Did you run into Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or anyone like that?
No, I ran into some of the Romney family, which is to be expected in Utah. That's about it. I don't think I met anyone else of any real consequence.
Winter means Tickaboo shuttered now. But in Washington, talk about the Uranium One deal is actually heating up. This week, a Senate committee expanded its Uranium One investigation. A special prosecutor could be appointed any day. And if they come to Tickaboo to find more dirt, what they're sure to see is a lot of desert sand. Judy Fays, KUER News.